You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
At least 12,000 are dead in the 7.9 earthquake that struck southwestern China yesterday. In Mianzhu, not far from the center of the quake, 10,000 from one town alone are thought to be buried.
It is incredible.
Yeah. It's just horrific. Rescue efforts are being stalled by rain throughout the region, which is expected to last for the next couple of days. China says it would welcome international help, but even their own people are having trouble getting to the affected regions. We have observers in two places in China. First, we're going to go to Laura Colbert, who is 60 miles from the epicenter of the earthquake in Chengdu. Laura, thanks for being with us. What are you seeing and how do you describe what's happening right now? And it's about dinner time there.
Right now, things are surprisingly calm in Chengdu at the moment. I think people are kind of getting back to their normal lives. But for most of yesterday and this morning, there's still a bit of panic in the streets. The aftershocks have been surprisingly strong. And whenever there is one, it makes people quite nervous.
So essentially, you're outside, right? Actually, we're surprised that we can get through to you because communications, and I understand there was 2,300 towers that went down. Yes. Describe for us exactly where you are.
Right now, I'm just on your average Chinese street, across the street from a noodle shop in front of a small apartment building. It's raining a little bit. I'm on an overhang, and I'm standing out here in large part to... I was walking all over to find a place with okay reception because the cell service has been up and down for some time. But a lot of people have moved back into their buildings, which was not the case this morning or last night. A lot of people stayed out all night and most of the morning. It's quite crowded on the streets and sidewalks.
And that's in part because there's been somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 aftershocks.
What's that been like? Well, it's disconcerting. I mean, some are quite small, but some are quite large, and you sort of get this feeling, is it happening again? Is this another one? And you wonder about the structures. I have a couple friends in the city, and they have large cracks in their walls and bits of plaster falling down, and no one's really sure how well these buildings were built to begin with.
Laura, is there a sense that new construction has fared better than old buildings in Chengdu? I mean, it's certainly a boom town.
Yeah. A bit, certainly. Unfortunately, there's a lot of rumor that flies around. So I have heard, and this is quite unconfirmed, with texts that go flying around, that sort of thing, that on the edges of the city where there tend to be more, I don't know, but you might call them shanty towns, there's been a little more destruction and damage because these tend to be temporary or old structures as compared to the newer things downtown.
Go ahead. I think that we have a bit of delay.
We've been pretty lucky here in Chengdu, I'd say, as a whole, as compared to, obviously, the center where Wenchuan is.
Is Chengdu going to be the base for the rescue operations into the area that's more right in the center of where most of the damage occurred? We still are getting reports of trapped civilians close as 40 miles from you.
It is. I believe so. I know Hu Jintao came through here yesterday on his way out to the damaged areas. And I believe this is pretty much the closest major airport to that area as well. I've seen a couple of military flights come over and trucks rolling out of the city. For the most part, people in Chengdu are stuck here at the moment because the train station and airport, at least as of this morning, were still shut down.
Now, did the people...
As well as many roads leaving the city.
Do the people there understand exactly how far and wide this earthquake has affected China?
I think so. This has been very heavily covered by the Chinese media on all stations. And it seems fairly accurate. And what people are talking about on the street or in the noodle shops or what have you is pretty consistent with what I've heard on the news. People seem to be pretty up on top of what's going on for the most part, which is a nice change. China had a big earthquake in 1976, which they tried to cover up, and because of that, there were several more deaths than was necessary.
How would you describe the reaction by people that you're meeting? Is it a sense of absolute surreality, or is it just incomprehension?
Surreality, maybe, especially the early first couple few hours yesterday. you know, just everybody out on the street wondering what was going to happen next. And then slowly, as pictures started to come in and news started to come in from the areas that were really affected, it just became unbelievable. And then I heard from other friends saying they felt it down in a city called Kunming, south of here. Then we heard about Beijing, and I heard from colleagues in Bangkok who felt it there. And the enormity of the situation slowly starts to seep in, although it's still unbelievable. And the death toll is hard to wrap your mind around.
Laura Colbert, 60 miles from the epicenter in Chengdu. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.